And, you know, there's so much benefit to legalizing a fucking plant that has never hurt anyone, man.
It's tremendously stupid to try to put, like, 5 pounds of vegetables in your body all at once and give it no time to process or digest it.
You know, one of the litmus tests of, I think, of good commercial farming is, does it actually help or hinder, you know, the diversity of wildlife?
Wake the F up!
Cars everywhere. Most of the time we're just driving in them by ourselves.
Goddamn right. God damn right. Headed over to pick up Whiter right now. And we're going to do a FDR walkabout podcast with him. It's going to be great. I don't know what we're going to get into. We're going to probably just get into a little bit of the SB3 bill. Yeah, take a left here on 17.
Yeah, I want to know some more about that bill.
Yeah, he'll be able to explain a lot more. So definitely make a left here on 17th. Kind of enough is enough. There's so many amendments that has been done. To put it quickly, it's a lot of these bullshit amendments have been done to it by the politicians, and they're basically making it a bullshit bill. And then you have the other people on the other side going, "Well, you know, something's better than nothing." And actually, at this point, it's actually something is worse than nothing.
Really?
So, Mike will get into that hopefully, and you know, hopefully, he'll want to keep talking about that. So keep going straight.
All right. Yeah, I think you're right. There's opportunity to push in either direction. So it's like, yes, legislation, but then if the legislation isn't written with a proper terminology or the proper release of the government clutch, then it actually can make it worse.
Pull up behind this white car.
Josh, Mike, Josh.
Nice to meet you, man.
Good, man.
Hot and hazy.
Hopefully it's not one
December
of those.
December
12th. Yeah, right? This is fucking stupid.
Right?
That's insane, dude. I think somebody fucked up with the calendar this year and they like shifted everything off a couple months.
I think so. If we're able to fucking keep moving or maneuvering daylight savings,
that's
you know,
what I'm saying.
To
like,
suit like whatever
well, here's,
needs.
Well, here's an example. So if you're trying to shoot a rocket ship to the moon and you're like lining it up right, if you're off by like 0.001 degree, you're gonna fucking miss the goddamn moon. So when they started the whole January, February, March, April, May thing, and they were just like, yeah, now we're just gonna move the time ahead and we're gonna move it back, like. I mean, our reality is so twisted up right now. This could be July. We don't fucking know. You know?
We never know, man. I just go by the temperatures. And right now, to me, it's fucking a nice spring day. It's supposed to be 70 today, I think.
Know, man. I know.
63. This is so fucked up.
Went and skated yesterday for the first time in like...
Where'd you skate?
Franklin Payne's.
Okay.
The new one.
Payne Park, yeah. It's not bad up there.
He's like... it's like... I was trying to do board slides and he's like, "You're fucking trying to do. You haven't been on a board in over 10 years, and you're trying to do frontside board slides on this bench."
That's what I was doing, man. When I first got back on a skateboard, I was going hard, man.
Yeah.
And then I blew my fucking knee out.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, definitely, he's gonna. He really, because he can't go as fast as he can over at FDR, and I think that's the speed you want and you're used to.
No, I just want some more variety.
I mean,
that the place, it's a beautiful park. They've done a great job with it, but it's really like back and forth. It's really set up for like street style with a little bit of tranny.
It's a little
bit
of a beginner park too. It's not like a hard park to skate.
Right.
FDR is a pretty difficult park to skate if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. This is true, yeah.
So how's your foot been, dude?
It's all right.
Yeah.
I got turf toe, man, on my fucking right foot.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't go away. You gotta like be laid up for like 2 weeks in order for it to get better, and I can't do that.
Right, you have to fucking keep moving. Well, you've been pretty fucking busy lately anyways, right?
Too busy. It's killing me, man. I need to fucking sleep.
God damn.
I got myself in over my head with all this shit. And then the Pennsylvania bill, like, I'm just ready to get the fuck out of Pennsylvania at this point.
Fighting.
Yeah, this medical bill's horrible. It's never gonna work.
Yeah, can you elaborate a little bit on why it's so fucking horrible for everybody?
It doesn't have cannabis in it. Like, it's a cannabis bill with no cannabis. Mm. It's got, like, derivatives of whole plant cannabis, but you can't actually get whole plant cannabis under the provisions of the bill. So it's not going to help me. It's not going to help most patients, but it'll help the kids with epilepsy, and that's what it's geared towards.
Right, so it's more of a kid bill.
It's a very restrictive bill. It's not going to help patients, except for one small group of patients.
And of course, what do you have to say to the people that are like, well, something's better than nothing, right?
Nothing's better than this bill. I mean, this bill, when they pass this bill, people are going to want to fix it. It's going to take 10 years to fix this fucking bill, if it ever even gets fixed. We'll have federal legalization before this bill helps patients.
Wow.
And why are they making so many amendments? Did it start out as actually a good bill, and then all these amendments were done to it from these politicians?
We have a Republican-controlled House of Representatives in the state, and they have all these fears about cannabis, which aren't really fears. Their real fear is, I'm gonna vote yes on cannabis, and my constituents are gonna vote me out of this seat that I'm retaining for the rest of my life, possibly, with a nice, like, $140,000 paycheck to go along with it. You know what? Our representatives are the highest paid representatives in the United States.
Sounds like they're very career driven.
You think? Yeah. Very much so. That's what this is all about. It's all about retaining seats and retaining paychecks, man. And they think that if they vote for medical cannabis, their constituents are gonna vote them out. That's fine. You know, vote those fuckers out and vote people like me and Poe
right
to office.
Exactly. That's exactly what we need to do. We need to revamp all of these areas for politics. The people who I have their say and push for legalization or any sort of law that is trying to be passed, that you want to work for the people and not for yourself. And that, I think it's time. I think it's times change all the time. So why can't we move with the times, move with the changing? And start fucking getting all these people out that clearly don't give a shit besides the money that they make. That's all they want, is to keep their comfortable way of living and not be, I guess it seems like a stigma for them that if they're going to be attached to something, if they're pro-medical marijuana or pro-marijuana at all, you know.
And of the people, by the people, for the people is a wet dream that never came to fruition.
And now, like, yeah, it's, you know, and I think you just had Ohio that voted no against passing it for recreation. I think it's for recreation.
They voted
because,
no, for different reasons.
Because of the fact that they didn't want it to go all, like, corporate.
It was gonna be a monopoly.
Monopoly, yeah. And everything like that. So I guess there's things that also you have to worry about in those cases, too. But it's... This type of shit's just ridiculous. You're making a bill to just shut the people up is what...
I was supposed to have a meeting on Wednesday with Todd Stevens. He's a Republican representative from, I want to say, Lebanon County. It was supposed to be at 10:30. He canceled the meeting at 10:15.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
15-minute notice. That's cool. That's
here, right. Come out to Harrisburg. Have a meeting with me. But 15 minutes before we're supposed to have a meeting, I'm going to cancel on you.
No. I can understand the frustration when it comes to that stuff.
I'd have been pissed.
Well, it's not like Harrisburg's fucking, you know, close by.
Where are we going anyway?
I don't know. Where are we going?
I don't know. I just like these neighborhoods. I always like driving around over here.
Girard Park.
The white trees. You know, this is like, it's like nice neighborhood through here.
Girard Estates? Is that what this neighborhood is?
Yeah.
This is Girard Estates.
Hey, we can just park if you want and go into this park.
Yeah, let's do that. It's a nice park right here.
I mean, Christ, this bill makes the Jersey bills seem great. Because at least in Jersey, that's what you get is flower.
At least in Jersey, yeah, you can get cannabis in Jersey.
I mean, it might be $600 cannabis.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like,
that's crazy.
And that's kind of why I'm kind of giving up on, like, fighting for medical marijuana in Pennsylvania. Because, like, I'm not giving up on, like, fighting for medical cannabis for vets. But, like, I'm done in Harrisburg. Because, listen... These moms want what they can get for their fucking kids.
Right.
I'm not going to, like, shit on them for that. And I can get my cannabis now for a lot cheaper than what I probably will once it gets legal, man. So like,
right, and I'm fine with getting the cannabis.
It is
the way
what it
I
is.
Get it.
I can make the derivatives. I can make the edibles. I can make the tinctures. I can make all that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For a $200 ounce, I can make all that
right,
shit. You
exactly.
know what I mean? So
exactly. That's what's crazy. You know that you have to. It's still actually easier and cheaper. The illegal way, I guess, that we have to
and
do it.
That's another thing these politicians don't understand is, like, all you're doing is making the black market bigger.
Yeah.
By doing what you're doing right now. Because
exactly.
Now we're going to have growers in the state, some of whom are going to be corrupt and sell to people like drug dealers. I'm not going to say. You know what I'm saying?
But
you know, it's going to happen, and the black market's going to thrive because of a shitty medical marijuana bill.
Well, let's
and
take
I'm
a
good
look.
With that.
Let's take a look at what happened with pharmaceutical drugs. Didn't that happen? I mean, the drug dealers there were actually sales reps for the pharmaceutical yep. companies. They're going into these doctors. They're giving them free samples. They're telling them to use these and hand them out to your patients. Get them, you know, linked up and on the program. And they sold billions and billions and billions of dollars for the last, I don't know, maybe 20 years, 30 years. I don't know pharmaceutical history very well, but a long time.
And then these doctors dole them out like they're candy. And then eventually they don't want to prescribe it anymore. So they stop prescribing it. The guy can't get his OxyContin. What's he do? Heroin.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, that's the problem, man.
Absolutely.
Pills are the gateway drug in this country, not weed. And that's what... the politicians, the doctors, everybody that says anything negative about cannabis doesn't understand is you guys are legally killing all of these people right now. And yeah. we are illegally healing ourselves.
And again, at this point in time, in
that's
this...
funny, I like that last bit. We are illegally healing ourselves.
Illegally medicating and that we're taking our matters into our own hands.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
I'd rather be illegally healed than legally dead.
And
that's pretty much what it all boils down to, man. Because I would have been legally dead had I not gotten off the pills I was on, started smoking cannabis. You know?
And how we're not seeing an epidemic with children, too. I mean, the OxyContin's now for 12-year-olds and older now. And there's staggering statistics that it says that the kids who become drug addicts, like hardcore drug users, are the ones who were on... opiate medications yeah. when they were in high school.
We're creating a nation of addicts, man. You're prescribing OxyContin to kids that are 11 and above now, right?
Yeah,
and
it was like 12 and whatever.
And
fucking same difference.
Wow.
It's fucking stupid.
That's a hard it's drug stupid. To be prescribing like a 12-year-old, you know what I mean?
That's taxing.
What's crazy, too, is sometimes things get twisted up when the parents say no. Like, have you heard these stories about when parents say no to, like, treatments and they want to find alternative treatments for whatever disease, whether it's cancer, radiation treatments, or whatever, and then the government comes in and says, well, you're not allowed to do that, you're an unfit parent.
That's what happens at the VA.
And they take the kids away. And it's the same yeah, game. They're playing the same
that's
game.
That's what happens at the VA. If they try to give you medicine and you say no to them, you're labeled as something at the VA, like a dissenter or fucking something. I don't even know.
Record, but
this guy's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you get the red sticky note. You get the red dot.
That's why
you know?
I still get mail all the time of drugs, man. Like VA drugs get mailed to me constantly.
Really?
Because I don't say no to them.
Like
I just say, hey, yeah,
like
sure, mail it to
samples.
Me.
It's like Frosted Flakes showing
dude,
up on your doorstep.
I get 32 milligram Klonopin a month. Just like comes to me, and I just leave it in my drawer, man. I'm just like here.
Yep.
So if I ever really want to, like, fucking off myself, here's just five bottles of Klonopin that'll
yeah.
take,
we
you know?
Just mailed Christ. Them to your home address. That's unreal. I didn't even know that's... I don't know that stuff's going on, man. People don't know that's going on.
Yeah.
And I think it's good that you're saving them, because eventually you're just going to have boxes and boxes and boxes that you could then have on video of you driving it back to the VA and dropping off a bunch of... Here you go. This is a supply that I, you know, don't need. This is how much you're trying to fucking kill me.
Somebody's smoking a blunt right now.
Nice.
That dude.
I smelled some strawberries, so. There's some strawberry flavor, cherry flavor. Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. It's ridiculous. And I think that's, you know, a lot of these important, everything that's going on that really is important are the things that are being shoved down and hidden from important things in the media. Go that way again. You know, I was just, for an example, I was just watching a thing that this whole thing, it's just like everything's just filled with like Donald Trump and, and like, you know, Muslim religion. Okay. But like nothing's being promoted or coverage of Bernie Sanders, like saying all the great things he's saying, or like certain, like people that are actually trying to make a very good difference for people.
Sweep them under the rug, you know, some guy comes out with big ideas, wants to make some big changes, and shakes the foundation.
Great ideas don't make you a great leader.
This is like, true.
And Bernie Sanders, as much as I love some of his policies, has no fucking clue about the economy. Has no fucking clue about foreign relations. He doesn't really know any of this stuff, dude.
Those are really the two key indicators there at this point. You know, you got to know economics and you got to know foreign policy, because the world is so hyper connected that any little ripple could cause quite the undertaking, you know, whether it's goods and services or whatever, just falling out.
Anybody that knows about the economy wouldn't be saying stuff like send everybody to college for free. Like, yeah, you can't do that. Like, yeah, maybe community college, maybe some state colleges, but you start sending motherfuckers to like Harvard for free, and like come on, man.
Like, see how long that's gonna last.
It's just, I don't know. They're great ideas, but. They're great ideas on paper, but you know what? So was communism. It's a great idea on paper.
Great idea.
It looks great on paper, but as soon as you throw the human element into stuff like that, it fucking kills it, man.
Yeah.
Humans ruin everything.
We do. I guess it does seem like we ruin everything we touch.
Like, no, yeah. Like I said, great ideas doesn't make you a great leader.
Right. Yeah. It's gonna be a tough one, you know. Look at that. I just can't believe that you would have, of course, somebody who you actually have a meeting set up with that knows that you're in Philadelphia, that you have to travel to Harrisburg, and then 15 minutes prior to that meeting cancels on you.
They don't care about the people, man. They don't at all.
And it's
painfully apparent that they don't care about the people.
And that's exactly what I think you're just seeing around the entire world now. People are not... That the people who are running governments and people who are in charge of basically the people are not doing anything right by them whatsoever. And maybe the few that are, you don't hear about them. And nothing gets done because they're the ones who get pushed down.
Send politicians to Marine Corps boot camp for 12 weeks and have them learn leadership traits. Have them learn skills of leadership and have them learn like just everything about leadership, man. Or not even boot camp. Have them go to a leadership symposium that the military
has.
How
about job training?
Anything. Anything. It's a lack of leadership and it's a lack of balls, honestly. Like, and these guys lack both of those things. They have no idea how to lead people and they have no idea how to work for people. We pay their fucking paychecks, man. We pay those guys.
Yeah.
And they're working for money and seat retention. That's all they care about.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's disgusting. That's why I don't understand why more people don't vote now. Now that I see it. Now that I see how important it is to actually get out there and vote for things. Because I was always that stubborn kid and a young adult going, fuck voting. Mm-hmm. You know, who cares?
That's what it is, though.
But like now, that's the only way we can.
Yeah.
It's the only way we can get people in or out is to vote. Mm-hmm. I don't know how really actually how the impeachment process works. I don't know if the people are the ones who are involved in that process saying we want you out, and then it's a big stink. And then
that's what's happening right now in the Pennsylvania House. They're trying to vote Terzai out of the Speaker of the House seat.
Okay.
Because he doesn't care about. Anything like everything that the Senate is sending to him, he's like, no, fuck that. And even his own party is against him right now. So
wow.
They're trying to say that he is not fit for leadership and boot him out of the seat and put the majority leadership in the seat.
And there are they just clearly seeing that this guy is just straight corrupt. He's just working only for himself.
He's working for himself. There were moms that went in there to meet with him about medical marijuana. There was one of the kids and a bunch of moms surrounding him, and he wouldn't look at the kid once. He looked at the moms and he said, are we almost done here? Because I have my son's Boy Scout meeting to get to and you guys are wasting my time. That's what he said to them.
Wow.
One of the moms almost jumped across the fucking table and was just like, my kid might never see a Boy Scout meeting. And you're going to say something like that to him. Like, and as much as I like, don't agree with medical cannabis just for the kids, like Pennsylvania is doing right now. I feel for those moms, because like, I've been there. I've been like shut into my own brain, man, like those kids are. I can't imagine it. But for him to say something like that to a bunch of moms whose kids might never get older than like 10 or 11 years old, shit, man, that's fucked up.
I'm surprised somebody wasn't like, yo, lock the door.
Well, I wasn't in the room, man. And that's one of the reasons, like, the moms don't want me up in Harrisburg, because I'm militant, dude. Like, I will fucking... I'll pull some shit. I'll take over the fucking House of Representatives, dude. Like, I'll lock everybody the fuck out. And I'll go crazy. Like, I'll pull some crazy bullshit, because I'm crazy, dude. I'm fucking nuts.
Because, well, it's kind of almost like hide. It's almost like, what else left is there to do?
Exactly. And, like, so I was planning that sit-in last Monday. You know about this, right? I was planning a sit-in in Terzai's office.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that whole weekend, I was fielding phone calls from politicians begging me not to do it. And, like, moms begging me not to do it. You're going to ruin the bill. You're going to ruin the bill. And then I got a phone call from Brian Sims, who's kind of on our side.
Okay.
And he said, listen, the vote's not going to happen. There's no hurry to do this. And then here we are with a vote on the fucking medical marijuana bill. So... like, you don't want me there because I'm going to ruffle feathers and possibly get what I want.
Right.
Right? But it's just a clusterfuck. Like, you have activists working against activists for their own self.
Which, again, doesn't make any fucking sense. Why are you working against the grain? It's essentially what you're doing.
Because everybody wants the shit for themselves, man. Like, the moms want it for their kids. Yeah. Fucking... cancer patients want it for cancer patients, and I get it. Like, you are fucking, you want it. I want it too, but I don't want it just for fucking combat vets with PTSD. Right. I want it for fucking people with chronic pain, Crohn's, for everything. I mean, yeah. Man. Like,
think about it.
And the only way that we're gonna help everybody is whole plant cannabis.
Exactly.
Because whole plant cannabis, once you have the flowers, then you can make whatever derivatives you need.
Exactly.
Or a fucking dispensary can make whatever derivatives you need.
Right.
But you have people that have no knowledge about cannabis, no knowledge about cannabis reform, up there in Harrisburg talking to the politicians. And they don't want people that actually know about cannabis and cannabis reform up there because, oh, I don't know why. I don't fucking know why. But they're like, I've been cock-blocked from day one in Harrisburg.
Right. I mean, think about it. Like, if you get the people, like, somebody like, such as yourself, and then somebody, cancer, epilepsy, you have to have the actual, all the groups working together, all come together for examples of why medical marijuana needs to be passed for everyone with ailments like this.
So would it come down to who wrote the bill? Like, who's responsible for writing the legislation to put in the appropriate terminologies? Well, and
The bill was kind of shitty to begin with. But then it went to the House and had 100+ amendments added to it, mm-hmm. and turned it into diarrhea, man. So it was like, wow. It was shit turned into liquid shit.
Yeah, it's and like, now, what's the point of this fucking bill? What's the point?
Maybe that was the whole thing. I mean, maybe the point was completely missed. You know, maybe it was missed from the very beginning. I mean, you have to, like, I always like to just look at the side of pleading ignorance to the fact that here I am doing my thing, I'm the politician guy, and all of a sudden I get a bill, and I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? I don't know nothing about, oh, just do this. And then now he's being advised by other people that don't know anything about the bill. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like the natural state of, like, you know, something that gets infested and just like spreads like mold, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you can't say, well, you look at the mold as a big picture and say, oh, you guys all suck. You have to be like, okay, well, how do we miss? Like, where do we miss here? Like, what was a miscommunication that happened that started the spreading of like just shit?
I think though,
because I think ultimately, if everybody was like, dude, this is awesome, and everybody was high-fiving, they had Superman t-shirts on and they were happy, that, you know what I mean? Because they knew they were helping like a bigger group of people. So I'm just looking at your shirt, it says love, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, we need to find a new approach, because this like full frontal attack just, you know, doesn't go off well.
You have so many people screaming about it. Like, yeah. This is helping my child. This is helping me. This is helping him. This
how
is
many
helping
groups
my wife.
People? Like, how many? What's the
this is the proof.
Pennsylvania that would support the bill.
And I'm sick. I'm sick of that shit.
Nobody's thrown it in their faces in Harrisburg the way that we did in Philadelphia, right? The way we threw it in their faces in Philly, and we have it decrimmed in Philly. Huh? 8 grams of hash, 30 grams of weed. You're good to go in Philadelphia. And it was because we went out and we fucking smoked weed at the goddamn Liberty Bell fucking once a month for a year, okay? And then we were like, listen, you guys don't want us to do this anymore? Let's sit down. And then they sat down. Fucking 5 months later, weed was decriminalized in Philadelphia. Like, if we throw it in their face in Harrisburg, and this is what I said, because I said to the moms, I was like, listen, I'll come up there and I'll do whatever you need me to do. They were like, well, do what you need to do. We just don't want, like, a smoke down Harrisburg. And I was like, listen to me. I said, if I go in as high profile as I am right now, I light a joint in the rotunda of the fucking state house in Harrisburg, and I get drug out by fucking cops and thrown in jail, I'll make more press in a day about medical cannabis than you've made in 3 years. And you think that's not going to make a difference? Making press, calling politicians out on their shit in the press, it's going to make a fucking difference. It's all about the media. It's all about the attention that it gets in the media, because mainstream America doesn't want to see a vet who's tried to commit suicide 3 times and is saving his life with cannabis. If you can hear my fucking story and still be against cannabis, you're not human. Like, that's just the way I think, man. And, like, getting into the media the way that I've done and making a difference in the media, because the mainstream America needs to see it. And right now, mainstream America is seeing Donald Trump and fucking Ted Cruz on the news. You know, they're not seeing anything about vets who kill themselves at an astounding rate in this country, who medical cannabis could quite probably help. So, yeah, there's my rant.
I love it.
That's perfect.
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome.
That's fucking perfect.
I hear you. Throw it in their face. Yep, so, time and place.
Inconvenience them just the way they've inconvenienced us, man. Only in a much more militant manner. Like, I'll go in there marching with 30 other veterans and fucking 10 of us all light joints. And it'll make the fucking news. It'll make national headlines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, vets are the key to federal legalization. And fuck Pennsylvania at this point, dude. Pennsylvania is never going to see a good comprehensive medical marijuana bill.
Small potatoes.
We need to fight for federal legalization.
Well, I think one thing that Poe actually mentioned the other day, I think that would be really cool for you to have for, like, the Operation Overmed and, like, the Weed Warriors chapter here, is almost like a fund for that. So a fund mainly for things like that. You need to get veterans out there. Maybe it's hard for them to get out there, spend the money, whatever, for traveling purposes, staying somewhere, whatever. But you could have a fund where it's like, okay, we need to get you here on a bus. We need to get you here by rental car, you know, whatever it is that means to help them out. You have a fund set aside that you can spend to get people there. You know what I mean?
It's usually not about funds with vets. It's usually about social anxiety with vets.
Okay.
At least mostly for me, that's the way it was.
Yeah.
A lot of the other vets, that's the way it is.
Okay.
We're very conservative.
Okay.
Okay. Every one of us is very conservative until we're not anymore, right?
Yeah.
We, like, that's just the life that we lived. It was a very conservative life. I voted Republican. I'm still a registered Republican. I voted Republican fucking my whole voting life.
Yeah.
But we're conservative, and after we get back and we have PTSD and shit, we're kind of scared to put ourselves out there. Not to mention the fact that, like, we're on our own. When we're in the military, we have a fucking mommy and daddy still. You know what I mean? Like, now, have I ever talked to you about this? Like, why I think there's so many, like, homeless vets, and why I think vets have such a hard time transition. Yeah. All right, like, you're 18. Your parents have taken care of you from the day you were born to the day you're 18. You leave home to go to the military. You get to boot camp. You have a new mommy and daddy, right? Throughout your whole time in the military, you don't have to worry about anything. Everything's taken care of for you. You're told what to do. You don't have any life skills because you're told what to do for all these years.
Okay.
So from the day you're born to the day you get out of the military, you're not taught life skills, man. Like, I didn't know how to fucking write a check. Okay. Right, I had to be taught how to write a fucking check, dude.
Okay.
And then you get out of the military, and some people have gained life skills because they were in for a while and had to live outside of the barracks and shit. But, like, if guys that spend 4 years in the military and live in the barracks have no fucking clue how to live on their own, man. No idea. So, like, I think that's... And PTSD starts in boot camp, man. It's not always combat, dude, because it's a mindset shift. You know, you go from a civilian to this person who's trained how to kill people and, like, trained not to give a fuck about it.
Right.
Okay? And, like, a person can't be that violent and then get kicked out, or not kicked out, but, like, do their time and get out of the military you can't turn that off.
Right.
Like, you can't, and that's why, off like, switch. I don't think you've ever seen me, like, flip out on somebody. Have you?
Not yet.
But when I lose my fucking shit, dude.
And I want to step back when that happens.
It's a scary thing, man. Like, because I'll get up in somebody's face. I'll start screaming, not giving a fuck what the consequences are. Because what are you going to do to me?
All right.
What the fuck are you going to do to me? Shoot me? Okay. Like, bring a gun out. Let's see what happens then. Like, right. We'll still fucking play.
Right.
I'll tussle with you. But, you know, it's just like, when my violent side comes out, my violent side comes out. And it cannot be fucking squashed, man.
Yeah.
Like, I get mad and I can't turn off. I go from 0 to 100 and then the brakes fail. Like, it's just happening, man. Dude, once we're rolling downhill, we're rolling.
Bruce Banner, dude. Well, once he gets the final switch, you know, you can only get him to calm down so much. And then once that switch is made, it's just like, oh, we got to kind of just step aside. Like, all right, let's give Mike a 10-foot radius of space right now.
Poe's seen it happen, man. Like, I've been out with Poe and... Funny story, when we did the smoke down at Geno's thing.
Okay.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do. Right, I remember because he was walking down asking people if they wanted a puff in line and shit, waiting and for their cheesesteak.
There was a group, a biker gang. The Warlocks were like riding down the street. And I was taking pictures, of them. And one of those guys got up in my face and shoved my camera away.
Whoa.
Right? So I put my camera down on my strap. And I was like, what's up, motherfucker? I just lost my mind. I was like, I'll fight your whole fucking gang. Like, I went off, dude. Went off. And, like, I could have gotten killed that day in front of Geno's, right? But I'm not thinking about that. I'm like, this motherfucker just touched my camera. I'm going to fucking kill somebody.
Right, right.
Like, it pissed me off, man. So I lost my mind. And Rachel was like, Mike.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Mike.
Come on.
It was just, like, I lose my shit sometimes. Oh, and my it's God. Because of, a lot of it is because of my fucking... my training to lose my shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, once I lose my shit, I don't know how to calm down, because once I lose my shit, I feel comfortable in that place. Like, I feel comfortable in that anxiety, angry fucking place.
Fuck yeah.
And then once I'm there, I don't want to get out of it.
Right.
Like, I'm in kill mode, man. Like, I'll fuck you up.
Oh my God.
And there are times, like, it doesn't happen as often as it did, but I get triggered like that and it's over, man.
Right.
But that shit starts in boot camp. And it starts with the training, the dehumanization training that we get.
It's a rewiring time. Yeah. You know? Take you from your civilian, and it's like, pluck that wire out, put it over here, splice it, move it. So now the synapse goes over this way. You know what?
Nobody that does military time and gets out, regardless of what they did in the military, nobody's right. Everybody's fucked up to an extent. Maybe not as fucked up as some people, but everybody has that readjustment to do. And they don't give you any reassimilation. That's what a big part of the problem is.
I try to think about it. I try to imagine how that must be, and I just can't, because I haven't been put into that situation. You know, so I... Well, can't you just turn it off, man? Or isn't that what the meds are for? Doesn't it just turn it off? No, it fucking... Now the meds completely...
The meds do turn it off. But the meds turn off every other.
Right, exactly. It's like a system shutdown more than a fucking... No, it doesn't fix the problem. It just fucking makes everything else worse, you know? Yeah. You have a fucking problem, and then that's why you have people who want to...
It compounds the problem.
Commit suicide.
You don't realize it's compounding the problem until you get off the meds, and you're like, God, I was a fucked up person, man.
I mean, come on. I mean, how many times do you have to hear veterans get up, or people get up and say that I tried to commit suicide 3 times? Once. I think once is enough. But if you have somebody that getting up and multiple people in a row that have trying to commit suicide because of fucking pills and shit, or just...
With the pills. Yeah.
Have nowhere else to turn, don't know how to deal with it, don't know what to do anymore. And that's ridiculous, because it's to the point in this day and age where it's blatant corruption. It's not stupidity. It's not ignorance anymore. It used to be, you know, with like the Reagan administration, the war on drugs and the DARE and everything, you know, like, this is your brain on drugs. It's like, when I was a little kid, I thought like, oh my God, you smoke weed. Remember that guy that smoked and his brain instantly turned to ash? That was really cool. That was a really cool like commercial, actually. But that's actually not the case with weed. You know what I mean? Maybe meth.
Maybe Oxycontin.
Right.
That's legal.
What they should do is start to do commercials.
Turns your brain to mush,
like,
man.
Let's zoom in on the person's brain and start to show the areas that are starting to rot and shut down on you when you take fucking Oxycontin or
whatever. Not to mention your stomach, and your liver.
What's going on with the liver? Well, the liver's kind of going fucking, what the fuck is happening? It's like, it's in its own fucking mode.
the liver in itself is probably have a hangover, you know, like, you know, your body gets used to that bullshit. What the fuck? That's just crazy. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. That's what it really comes down to. I keep telling people it's all about corruption. It's all about corruption. And they think it's just like my easy answer or easy way out. But I'm like, it is an easy answer. That's exactly what it is. What else could it be?
You can't say it's about miseducation anymore.
No.
Because, you know, I've talked to people who blow my mind with how fucking ignorant they are. Like, they just don't want to hear that marijuana is a medicine, man. Guess what? It's a medicine. It's coming. And they're like, no. It's a gateway drug. Yeah. It's a bad drug. Ugh. Like, are you fucking... Did you hear what I just said to you?
Yeah.
Like, marijuana saved my life. I'm standing here in front of you. Here's a picture of me 5 fucking years ago. Do I look like that guy?
Yeah.
I'm not that guy anymore. Like, I'm back. I'm here. You're not going to shut me up.
I'm fucking blazed right now, yeah. Motherfucker. What do you got to say about that? Like, yeah.
And I... That's... It's weird, man. It's just a weird fucking thing.
People don't want, like to be schooled either. You know, they don't like that shit. They don't like to be called out either. And that's the problem, especially if you were to go and turn around and call that person ignorant because you know they are. That's in the day and age that I do like about this day and age we are in. That's what I do like about being in this day and age is that we can be educated. Mm-hmm. We actually have, like, all kinds of shit you could be educated on, all kinds of things that will actually help you learn and find out and know. And again, the fucking numbers and the data and the graphs and the charts and the shit, that's not going to fucking be your proof of what medical marijuana does. It's fucking walking proof, physical proof. You know, that's what I think more might actually need to happen too, is I think more, if more people want to stand up and fight for this too, and they have these ailments, I think they need to take video logs now. We have the technology. You got a cell phone. Video log it. Like, you know, a person that wants to lose weight, right? They keep taking photos like once or twice a week, and then you see your progression, because otherwise you really don't see the progression. Yeah. So to prove it more and more, if you can get more fucking patients to fucking just show the progression of them getting off their drugs, or when they start using marijuana for cancer or whatever like that, look at me, I'm gaining weight. Look at me, I'm eating. Look at me, look at this shit. Oh, guess what? Look at the results from the doctor. My cancer's starting to actually regress. Or look at me, I'm actually functioning. I can actually go out in public and actually not feel anxiety right now.
That's another thing. Some of these moms really need to back up a little bit, because their kids, while they're patients, can't speak for themselves. Okay, there might be a video of your kid having 300 seizures a day and you giving the kid cannabis oil, but that kid can't speak
right
for himself. True. Or herself.
Yeah.
Like, I can speak for myself. Jay Lasser, an AIDS patient, can speak for himself. Fucking cancer patients can speak for themselves. Other patients that can speak for themselves and advocate for themselves, those kids can't advocate for themselves. The moms are advocating for them, and they have no idea what cannabis feels like. They don't know.
Yeah.
Mm. None of them smoke weed.
And they need to get
it. And if they do, it's you know, they probably have fucking PTSD, and it probably fucking helps them, but they have no idea. They're just like, oh, let's try this. So, like, I know it's not hurting my kid, so let's, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just like, let patients who can advocate for themselves advocate for themselves. Politicians need to listen to patients that can advocate for themselves, and not just the fucking moms. Politicians won't sit down with me.
Yeah.
They'll sit down with a mom in a heartbeat, because they don't think a mom is going to jump across the table and fucking, like, tell them how it is. You could do it with the shuffle, you could do it with the stroll, you could do it with the stride, you could do the unknown. Grows and just makes shit, and he sent me some of those caps. They are banging, dude.
Are they good?
Yeah, he was like, he sent me this message, and he was like, yeah, you know, I take like 10 or so if I want to sleep. So the day I got them, I took 8, right? Not even thinking that this motherfucker might be fucking with me. Okay?
Right.
So I took 8 of them, and I was supposed to do a float. I was supposed to do the flotation thing.
Oh shit, man. You would have floated forever.
I know, I freaked the fuck out, man. Like, I sat there and like, I'm sitting there, and like right after I took them, Poe calls me up. He's like, don't forget we're doing that flotation thing today. And I was like, oh, fuck me. I forgot all about it, man. So I'm sitting on my couch, and I'm like, okay, cool. And I start overthinking. And then I start overthinking while I'm in a sensory deprivation tank in the dark all by myself. And I'm like, I can't do this today. I can't. I was freaking out, dude. I was shaking. I was sweating. I'm like, oh my God, I this was too much.
It was too much. It took too much, man. Too much, too much.
I messaged him and I was like, dude, why'd you tell me 10? And he just LOL'd. And I was like, you fucking prick. Yeah. I was like, I took 8. He was like, dude, I'm sorry if I put you in a bad place. I was like, you have no idea how bad this place was. But hey, I canceled the float. I videoed Poe floating. But I'm doing mine on Thursday morning.
How long did they keep you in there for? 45 minutes or something?
90.
90
it's
minutes?
An hour and a half, yeah.
That's a long time.
No music, nothing.
You can have music.
You can have music.
You can have music, but it's more effective without the music, apparently. Because the music is kind of like a crutch, you know what I mean? Like, because it's supposed to be complete sensory deprivation. And if you're in there listening to Pink Floyd, you're kind of tripping.
Or,
without tripping, you know what I mean?
You could do it right, though. Not necessarily, how about not music? Let's do, like, get those binaural beats that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And either do, like, a hertz, like a straight, the hertz in your ears. Or you could actually do, like, just rain or, like, a thunderstorm. So it's, like, not actually... music to like have to concentrate to an actual beat where your brain kind of can't let go.
The first time I do it, I'm going to do it with like a kind of guided meditation.
Okay.
And then, cause I do guided meditation all the time. And if I did it in there, I think it would calm me down enough to where I could get into a comfortable place and just like chill out. Cause I'm not claustrophobic or anything.
Yeah.
But like, and it was funny cause Poe said like, you know, I started to freak out, so I reached over and I turned the light on, and then it was weird because I was just in this big bathtub. I'm just like, yeah, well, I need to be in the one that has the light on so that I can feel that I'm just in this big bathtub.
Right.
Because like, exactly. If I'm in there with no light and I can't turn a light on, I'm gonna freak the fuck out, and I don't know, man.
And then somebody's outside holding the lid down so you can't get out. Oh, you're like, fuck you! Let me out of here,
I'm buried alive.
You're going to make me feel like I'm fucking buried alive, which is probably the worst death in the world, I think.
So what's the next step for you? Are you really going to go back to the state house? Or are you done? I mean, it sounds like you're checked out and you're all set. Like,
I'm done with Pennsylvania, man.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's pointless anymore. I think I'm going to focus... on getting Operation Overmed up and running as an organization and making it and going national, federal.
Did you guys get a logo? Did you assign a new logo yet?
No.
All right, I'm going to work on
it. There was one fucking person
who
like
reached out. I'll send you two.
Kind of garbage. Yeah, just a logo with like maybe a design in the background or something. I just want
to
make.
I'll throw a couple things on a piece of paper, spitball, and then you kick back to me what you think and we find something, we're good.
I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man. You guys, you're doing great work, and if I can help out, I'd love to.
Do you still have any Operation Overmed T-shirts and sweatshirts still available?
I've got sweatshirts, yeah.
Okay.
I have a few T-shirts. I don't have anything bigger than a medium, though.
Bigger than a medium. Okay. I think up and coming. I got mine in the. I got the one that I.
The booster one.
Yeah. Was it a different design or did
a little bit different?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That I liked it better.
Because I got it and I was like, did the fucking ink thing mess up? Because there was like it like.
Yeah, it was a little bit. I got one of those too, and I actually like it better.
No,
it's got like the baseball font, and then it's got the number here.
Yeah,
too. I like that.
Yeah,
and it's spaced better on the back.
So I have that brand new in a medium. I have a brand new orange pipe that I've never used from Wonderland. I've had it for like 2 years, and then I'm gonna try to put some other stuff together, and I want to do like a, I don't know, some sort of like raffle basket.
We're talking about doing like a monthly social thing for Operation Overmed. So at Connie's Rickrack.
Yeah, that's what Poe was talking about.
So once we start doing that, we'll figure shit like that out. Like raffles and shit.
Do we have a first one? Do you have a first one planned yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Poe and I have to sit down and talk about that because he's more of the planning guy and I'm the action guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I suck at like talking to people and like I'm just not good at networking. Because I'm a shy person, dude. Like, I won't go up and be like, hey, I'm Mike. How you doing? Like, I'm not that guy. Like, if you come up to me and talk to me, I'll talk to you.
What's the mailman doing out on Sunday?
That's a good question.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. But, well, this was a fucking great walking car cast, man. Mike, thanks for taking some time out of your day.
Of course. Thank you.
And go take care of the girl. And as always... If you need help with anything, man, don't hesitate.
Yeah, I'll probably be reaching out soon, man. I figure some stuff out with Operation Overmed.
And I'll shoot you some logos this week.
Cool, I appreciate it.
Hopefully,
bro.
I'll see something by Wednesday anyway.
Okay.
Please do.
All right, fellas.
All right, brother.
Good
to see you, man.
All right, it's good to
be
you.
As always. We'll talk soon.
See you later. Careful.
And that was Mike Wider.
And that was Mike Wider joining us on Wake Me F Up. podcast. These guys are really doing it, and I think they're on to something now. You can't go straight because it says no outlet.
Well, all right, folks, we are going to sign off here. We're going back to the house, pick up Lenk's Skeeter-Doo. Actually, no, he's got his board with him, but we're going to drop off the car so it's a lot easier for us to get to FDR because you know what? It's $40 to park, and they're dicks about it, even though we just want to go to FDR Skate Park. So, but as always, it's always awesome to do these live in-person podcasts. Lenk, good shit. We're going to do more of them every time we get together.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in, and
later.
I think I'll go on a walk about and find out what it's all about. And that ain't hard.